Okay, we're up to Daf Chof Amar Aleph and Chagiga. 10 lines on top. Amar Rabbi Yonason Ben Elazar Nafla Ma'afar Tehemen. Now, what happened if your handkerchief fell down? Amar Lechaveda, you told your friend, Tnoli, give me that handkerchief, pass me that my handkerchief. Vin Nosnola, your friend gave it to you. Tamea. You were standing there, you watched, nothing happened. And for that, we say that what? This toy digger handkerchief suddenly became tummy. That's Rabbi Yonason ben Elazar din. Din number one. Omar Rabbi Yonason ben Amram, din number two. In other words, it was like a hetzach hadas, because you were not in control, somebody else was watching, and he wasn't watching it. The person who picked it up wasn't minding it for tara. So therefore, it's treated as if it's tummy. Now, this is all a chumra. Din number two. Omar Rabbi Yonason ben Amram. He was a Talmud of Rebbe. Nizchalful loy kelim shel Shabbos be kelim shel choil. What happens if you have your Shabbos clothes and by mistake, instead of taking Shabbos clothes, you took your weekday clothes, v'lofshin, you put them on, nitmu. Since you did not, you thought you were washing, you gave your Shabbos clothes and you took your weekday clothes. And weekday clothes, you're not so careful with the Shabbos clothes. Therefore, it's considered tummy, Rashi. About 10 lines and 9 lines. Actually, my father stood there hanging to tomato. I feel is that tight, even though the person who picked it up is tight. Kama father's time will explain. Chazoka ain't odom mishamir, masha beyad chaveri. I am not watching carefully what my friend is holding. Lefichah hu loy shamir beyad chaveri. I'm not watching. It's in hand of my friend. Vegam zeshen nosen loy. So I, who's told him to pick it up, I can't mind what he's doing. The guy that picked it up, even though he's tired, also since it's not his. Is not as careful. The memory he thinks, he told me to nulli, give it to me, and he didn't ask me if I was tummy or toy. That he doesn't care when he named tummy. I named toy. He's not concerned. The yesh kan. What do we have here? Hesachadas. Well, the machmirin betaras, and those who are machmir when it comes to taras have a hesachadas to me. Just even though he didn't become tummy, just hesachadas alone. You weren't constantly vigilant. That already makes it tummy. Next case, like Rashi, kelim shel Shabbos be kelim shechol. Kosov a little begadah shechol. Let's say he thought he was taking weekday clothes and he ended up taking Shabbos clothes. Nidmu, kosal kadata hash. Right now we think this little mishamer hadover becheska shudover zeh. If I'm watching something thinking that it's X, the nimtsa shudover acher turned out to be something else completely, ain't a shomer. It's as if I didn't watch it properly. That's din number two. Din number three, back to Gemara. Omer Abba Lozabat Sodeg, Maise Bishtei Noshim, Chavedas, there were two women, they were both wives of Tamir Chachamim, Shiniz Chalfu, Lehen Kileim. It's a matter of both wives of Chachamim, so they both keep Tara. But their clothing got mixed up. And he said, both of them, you're tummy, because it's not your clothes. You don't watch somebody else's clothes properly, and that other person didn't watch yours. They're tummy.
But they thought it was
theirs. Yeah, so true. It doesn't matter. It doesn't help for you. You, each one was Masir Das. V'timen, they said, well, soon you come. V'timen, you come tummy. He's maskif lo rabeisha. Rabeisha has a question. El meyata. So, quote, you're telling me that the only time that it's totally toyed is if you had a machshava and exactly carried out your machshava, right? You thought it was your clothes, the taka was your clothes. So what about in the following case? You put your hand into a basket, little paschit, and take out bread made out of wheat. But also, what came out was bread of barley. Since it's not what you thought, it should become tummy, according to you, because you didn't fully know what's going on here. It became tummy. If you're going to argue with me and say, "Hachi nami takazei," we vote tan. You've been learning mefaders that if you thought it was one thing, it turned out to be something else. Not so bad. Hamisham milesa chaviz becheska shayin. You were guarding a barrel, thinking it's wine. Venimtza shel shema. Tell me, it's oil. Tohayda milatami. It's not. It's toy from making mitami others. So what do we see clearly from here? That as long as you were watching it the whole time, even though you thought it was oil, turned to be wine, it's not big dafkimina. So what's the chilik then of paschid and paschidin? And what's the ma'aseh with shtei noshim? So or Shabbos and Chol, what's the big deal? The big deal Shabbos, big deal Chol. So the Gemara says back, so you're trying to ask a question, right? There's nothing wrong with having the wrong thoughts. Tell me, Ema Sefer, this very brice you bring here, that you thought it was wine, turned to be oil, it says Namatami, but yet it says this, Vasum Alechel, you're not allowed to eat it. Taki is a problem, you're not allowed to eat it. Lamai, why not? Omer Rabbi Yehuda says that you want another chilgin safe from the reisha has nothing to do with, not because you made a mistake. You know what the pshat is? But Oymed, he clearly said that I limited my shmir here. I was only vigilant, shmartia. I was careful, midover hametame. You need a higher level of causation of tumah to make something not only tumah on the receiving end, but also to be able to transfer the tumah onwards. That is what I was vigilant of. Of loymed dover apaisle, but of the psulim that are bonin, which only paslet, or things that don't make it go any further, I wasn't careful. That's why. Not because I wasn't watching 100% and it turned to be something else. That's why something. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with, because I didn't watch it 100%. I only watched it to a certain degree. Rashi. You ask me a question. Nothing. I was watching it from very difficult, from severe shmiras, tumas, and that taka was valid. Even though it turned out to be something else. The fact that it turned out to be something else is not a problem. The problem here was I limited my shmira. Where do you find such a concept? Either you watch it from tumma or you're not. What do you mean I watch it only from severe tumas, not minor tumas? I'll prove it to you. Tanya, because we talk learned, if somebody put his hand in the basket of figs, in the basket on the top of his shoulder, you have this fork that separates the figs. Inside the basket, it's a metal keli, it also uses a rake to clean out an oven. And he was constantly watching the basket, make sure that I'm a kabotumah. It wasn't watching that particular shovel, hasal tari, the basket is tari because you're watching it the whole time. But v'hamagrifa tamei, the magrifa is tummy. But it's in the same basket, is that I can have partial shmidas. Hamagrifa tamei, Rashi. Rashi hasal shalteni maksefer for the maksefer magrifa b'toychei keli b'adosh shkoyim v'adosh shkoyim v'beifer akida. It's a rake that you move around the catcher. They got magdil loytenim. I'm advokis attached. I'm with tamis anois l'tuma l'tamachim others. Think about vaiter. Think about hasal toyer. Okay, let's digress for a minute. What do you mean the basket is toyer? Since you tell me that the shovel is not toyer, so why isn't the shovel with time of the basket? Titma hamagrifa l'sal. Let the shovel itself with time of the basket. Oh, everything about it. And Kaylee, Matama Kaylee. We have a rule of Kaylee cannot be Matama Kaylee. Okay, well, little more sal. Okay, forget about the sal. What about the figs? Oichlin become tame very easily. So if the magrifa becomes tame, which is a Kaylee, and a Kaylee would have to be a rishon at best, and food goes to a sheni or more, let the food become tame. Omar Avinan, but Omer must be, he said, Shamartiv medover shemetamay velamadavar poislai. I watched it, so he could do a partial shmira. So this is the raya that he brings. The bima's raya that he's analyzing, the braisa must be, he said, I watched the basket in magrifa from contacting a tumor that can allow it to transfer to others. But I didn't watch it from becoming itself tummy, no, becoming puzzle. So that's why the ta'inim inside are still tired. So we see he could have a partial. Since we could have a partial, so therefore in the case over here, if somebody thought it was wine, it turned out to be wine, it turned out to be oil, it's toyer. But in the sefer it says, but you're not allowed to eat it because not the problem is I had the wrong thing in mind. The problem there is because I only had a partial shmita in mind, not a full shmita. The question still remains. The question remains why the last one lines were oid, about 20 lines to the bottom. So the question still remains. You said before that if you swap Shabbos clothes for weekday clothes or two chaveiros, HS chaveirim, swap their clothing, it's a problem. Why is it a problem when we have oil and change to wine? Not a problem. So why should this be a problem, not be a problem? We have a kasha. We don't know the difference. That's question number one. But furthermore, Moisiv Rabba Baravu, Rabba Vu asked the question, Maisiv Bishach is the story of the woman. Sorry, the woman that came for Bishmol, she said to him, Rebbe, Begid ze araktiv betara, this Begid I wove and I was toyed. But I wasn't that vigilant to watch the betara. I was toyed.
Once it was finished, I didn't watch it.
No, when I was doing it. I was toyed. I started to weave this basket and I wasn't very careful at the time, but I was toyed. So Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Shmol, started to investigate. Omrulai, interrogator, and she just happened to make a passing comment. The Rebbe nida moshcha ime bechevel. You know something? Now that I come to think of it, while I was weaving, even though I was tired, a woman, Anida, came and helped me pull the rope to tighten the threads. In other words, thread became tummy. Omr Rabbi Shmuel, b'me kamo gdeil in divya chamim, how great, how wide are the words of chamim, shayo emin in beliboy, It's not enough that you're tired at the time and you can't think of anything that happened untoward. You have to be vigilant the whole time. Hard story to understand. This is mamash a case of a nida coming along. It's not a question of being vigilant. A nida came along in a tamid. Rashi, ha'poisim l'shamir b'tar l'chatchila, inam minafkim, in l'oichel ha'dov b'tat, shehu posel b'achila, posel chila, mekom b'okim, im noge b'tar, as enim b'tar, l'os l'osin, doesn't pass on. Alma ikin, terusel palgi, you could watch halfway, v'chila, gab minam b'tar, to mistil l'asam, mishad l'il, misak m'hok, misak m'hok, that's how we fix it. Kasha ha'chonim b'tar, l'tame, what's a chila, when you change it?
Also Nishmer and Taras. Now, what is it? Is it like these two women in the Merchitz that the Shem of the Godin? Or what's the thing there? Or
yeah, there's a modern story.
That would be more of a
The story is a modern. What was she saying in the first place? Like she lied. What mean you were toy, but does I need to stand with you?
No. She said I was toy, but I wasn't careful as I was weaving.
It's much more than careful. How can she even think that she's toy when there's a need the woman helping her in weaving it? What was she thinking in the first place?
Not like she had this woman coming to help her. She's forgotten that. She says to him, when I started weaving it, I didn't sort of focus to make sure that I'm showing her this is what I'm doing.
Okay, so then he's inevitably making these big mistakes. Okay, right. I know for a fact from when I got the size of a beged, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, that's the role of kabel tumah, loinogabi tumah, nobody, mboi tumah. Come back, lohoi believers, I wasn't watching. Weren't careful. So what happened? So the nida there wasn't really touching the thread. She touched the machine, the spool. And it could be that she touched the thread. Yeah. Okay, another story. She said, there's cloth over here. I wove and I was toy from when it reached the size of 3 fingers. By 3 fingers, it was toy. But I wasn't that careful. After he checked her, it seems like he gets all these stories. I remember talking now a thread got split. The kasharti bepen, I used my mouth. And when did it split? Before I made it to. She said once it was three fingers, by 3 fingers, I was very careful. This is before I made 3 fingers, and I used my mouth. What's the problem? Now, when she used the mouth, the saliva. And it could be the saliva remained on it afterwards. And, okay, let's see what happened here. Rashi. Nivzikali, koyne shirakti boklum, before I began weaving it, v'kasharti bepeh. V'kasharti and I tied it bepeh, koyne shirakti boklum, before I did it. Shaloi hoisa rui latumah. The law, in other words, I was careful from the moment it reached 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Before then, I wasn't careful because it didn't matter. But one of the things I wasn't careful on was that I used my mouth. And her mouth has saliva. And she was still a nida herself. She was still a nida. But I was only careful with this only after it reached 3 fingers by 3 fingers. But before it reached the size of 3 fingers, I was a nida, it didn't matter. But I remember now, after he asked all the questions, that she used the mouth to tie something. She had saliva. It could be that later, 20 minutes later, when she was tired now, and she still continued weaving pinyan 3, maybe this other saliva was left, and the saliva of anida is a chmetame. Maybe the saliva was still wet.
If she hadn't toiled yet, she said I hadn't
toiled. Before the 3 fingers, she didn't toivel, and then she toivelled, and then she went on and made it further. So that's what happened. So once it reaches the stage, it's a beged, and so it's a roll of meishiv or the midras.
You think about this. She does less than 3 fingers, then she's going to go and toivel. So toivel doesn't happen in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but women weave all day. You know, you ever seen these knitters?
So in other words, it took her an hour, whatever it is, to go to the mikvah and come back home and then put the candles on.
So he's saying
the
chashash, the saliva.
But theoretically, during that time, who was watching it? Who was watching that? It wasn't 3 fingers yet, so it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, exactly. And the saliva could be less than an hour. I mean, I don't know.
Now I'm talking apart from the saliva.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, back to the mother. Setting mother, right? If you're vigilant all the time, In his case over there, there were two Nashim Chavetas and they swapped clothes. Kol Achaz V'Achaz Oimeres Chavete Eishes Amoritz. No, she doesn't know that the other woman was a wife of a Talmud Chacham. So maybe the other woman who took my clothes was Eishes Amoritz. So Moscha Daita Mina. So therefore, each one was Masir Das. In other words, the one who ended up with the clothes realized later that it's a friend's clothes or some other clothes. She might have thought, oh, it's not my clothes. I don't know who it belongs to. So I wasn't careful anymore. Once I know it's not my clothes anymore, I don't really care. So I understand it makes sense why if you end up with someone else's clothes or someone else end up with your clothes, you have to be choshed that it became tummy and you have to table it. That makes sense. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Amram, Rabbi Yehuda ben Amram's case as well, where you thought you're taking your weekday clothes and you end up with Shabbos clothes. Keeping the kain the Shabbos over the Shiva tray. Generally, Shabbos clothes are more careful. So therefore, now in the beginning you thought it was weekday clothes, so you weren't as careful. So now you cannot wear Shabbos anymore because you weren't careful at a certain time. Makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, the last case of Rabbi Yehuda the first case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, that your handkerchief fell down and you asked your friend, give it to me. What's the big deal there? Why should you be choshed that it became tummy? Why don't you say that when your friend picked it up, that in itself was a shemitah, so there was never a time that there was no shemitah here, because he picked it up for you. You said, pick it up and give it to me. So there's no heschadas here. It's not like I ended up with your clothes by mistake, or oh, somebody else said, what do I care?
Does he know that person is Nizal?
Oh, we'll see in a minute. People are not careful on behalf of somebody else. That's what Moses says. No, by the time we learn, well, who said I don't mind things for you as well? Your riders of donkeys or your employees to unen tares were carrying, let's say, barrels of wine that were toyed in the ear of the keli, and then we know that a klei cheres is only metame from inside, from the avir, not from the outside. And afa pishi he flug mehen yesmi, even though the owner, the bala bus, is miles away, a meal away, to haraisav to haidus. We say that what? We're not worried that they put the hand inside and touch it, because they don't know that he's far away. So therefore, they're careful. Because they're scared if he comes and sees them, they're going to lose a job. So they're careful. But if he tells them clearly, l'chu go, v'ani ove achreichem, I'll be there soon. So now they know he's not around. Kivan shin is almu ein of mehen. Once they don't see him, to haraisav tmeis, everything is tummy. Rashi, Chamor v'Polov, Ami Ores, Unetaris, Gein Yain B'Chavish Shel Cheres, Wine in Earth and Kelim, V'Hein Einu Noigim B'Toichen. They're not touching the inside. V'Kli Cheres Einu Metam V'Gavet Lam Kamtam from the outside. Taharosav Tahidus V'Ein Choishes Hemenogu. I'm worried they put the hands inside. They give him Lohedin Shu Mafli Kol. He didn't tell me he's far away. Kol Shaita Savi. They're always thinking Hashto Osi is coming any minute. Alma Odom Mishama Mashiach Vedi. He's careful what he has. Maishna Fikin Mor Vayte. Maishna Reishna Maishna Sefer. What's the Chil Reish Sefer? Rashi is not great because the Chil is quite obvious. So the way Rashi explained, then those who are Rashi, legacy in Levi, got seen in Hachi Pirushi. Isa doesn't know how much of a chavel. If you tell me people are not careful with somebody else's hand, Maishu the Rashi say, then why in the first case are we saying it's all kosher? I'm thinking about it. He's called Nafcha Reisha b'metai chamor of a poil of lekach. Reisha is talking about, really, you don't watch what other people are doing. But we're talking about over here that all the people are tired. All your workers, you made sure they went to the mikveh before they took your wine. So therefore, who cares if they touched it? It's tired. Thinking about it, okay, you're safe now. Me was chilul. You're far away, not far away. Amoratim don't care. Other people come and touch it. He can come through a side way and come there in 30 seconds. They're scared to lose a job. He said, you go on ahead. So Rashi, the rule is that people are not careful. So I ask you to pick up the handkerchief for me. It's tummy because I'm not careful for somebody else. Because this guy thinks if he really wanted me, he would have asked me, are you tired? You tummy before he asked me to pick it up. He didn't ask me, are you tired or tummy? He said, he doesn't care. So why should I care? So when I pick up for somebody else, if you don't specifically tell me, I'm not going to mind at all. So what's chilik in this whole brayse over here between the first case and second case? First we say, because maybe they're tired. They're all tired. So we don't care if they touch it. So what's the problem? The problem is they might invite other people. So what's the chiddush sefer? The bolan derech kalten, because yochel lovel and pisim, he can totally be in 30 seconds, can be the derech kalten through some crooked way. Shleivinu, they won't know. Hilchah that dochem, they're scared of him. But if he says I'm coming in a while, they're not scared of him anymore. So the gemara concludes lepoil that if I pick up something for you, I'm not worried. You cannot be trusted because I think why should I mind that you don't care? So why should I be careful? We'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Shmuel sword blast. Right, that's right. You're like the whole thing.